from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Had a fun show today. Thanks to Brett McMurphy for stopping by. It sucks we didn't have more time with him. That's kind of our fault, because we've just been hobnobbing all day. But
you said in the chat, all right, we're gonna make this a quick segment. Brett McMurphy's gonna come at 4:45, and we went 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah, it is what it is. So, gentlemen,
excited around famous people.
I'm here.
You get around famous people, you start talking proper, all your letters are pronounced.
Yeah.
Hello, Brett McMurphy. We're here in Miami, or Miami Long Station.
Here's what happened. Like, he came over while I had already started the segment. So, I couldn't introduce myself to tell him who we are, where we're coming from, and where our radio station's from. And second of all, I couldn't tell him, hey, there's two other guys that you're going to hear in your headphones that you don't see. Because you can imagine his surprise when he answered his first question, I'm staring at him, and I'm not talking. He must have thought something was wrong with me until Crowder figured out, uh-oh, it's my time to talk. So, yeah. You know, it was a little chaotic here, Crowder, that's all. A little chaotic. It's live radio. Live radio.
Two guys sitting on our fiddle faddles over here while you and him had the face.
Fiddle. You like the fiddle faddle.
I love the fiddle.
Here's what we have planned for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. In honor of today being exactly 54 days until the Miami Dolphins season opener, September 8th, versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, we are going to replay our interview with Zach Thomas the day after he found out he was going to the Hall of Fame. Crowder and Zach go way back. So Crowder brought him on our show. We were one of the first people, actually, I think we were the first show officially to interview Zach Thomas about becoming Hall of Famer. And, you know, in honor of today being Zach Thomas Day, 54 days until the NFL season for the Dolphins, we will replay that for you. So let's run through headlines here so that we have enough time to hear that great interview.
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The All-Star Game, Arlington, Texas, going to get underway starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Tanner Scott, the lone representative from the Marlins.
Yeah, here's what I'm rooting for. Appel, I know we're supposed to be rooting for Tanner Scott, and I am. But here's what I'm rooting for specifically. So the game goes 9 innings. But if, by chance, it's tied after 9 innings, here's the rule. It's decided via a home run derby rather than going to extra innings. The derby format has 3 players from each team get 3 swings apiece, and coaches from each team are the ones throwing to them, and they have to try to hit as many homers as possible. After all 6 players have gone, the team with the most total home runs wins. They implemented this back in 2022, so this will be the third season, the third All-Star game with this rule. It just hasn't happened yet. So that's what I'm rooting for tonight, a tie in the MLB All-Star game so we can get this version of the home run derby.
They should make the pitchers hit in the home run derby if it goes to extras.
They shouldn't. What fun is that, Appel?
That's so much fun. They don't get hit anymore.
Because if it's not Ohtani up there, there's nothing going out of the park.
Nah. You'd be surprised. Batting practice, different animal.
Name a banger other than Shohei and Ohtani that can hit a home run.
I mean, I don't know that it'll hit anymore. So I want to see it.
I'm hoping for a 22-23 game. Offense out of the yin yang.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good thing to hope for, Crowder. I think that's going to happen tonight for sure.
He said hope. You hope the little fat kid was going to make it professional sports. Hope is hope.
Hey, I'll take give the you $100. $100 I'll give you, Crowder. I'll sell it to you tonight if there's 20 runs combined in the game.
No, there won't be.
No, there won't be. There won't be.
Can I take that bet, Josh? You know more about baseball than anybody that we're looking at right now.
Don't take that bet.
Well, there's no bet. Like, if there's 20 runs combined or more, then I'm sending him $100.
Win for Crowder?
Yeah.
Oh, deal.
It's not going to happen. So it's fine. It's not going to happen. Anything else, Dan? There is actually, really quickly, some Dolphins news. Barry Jackson tweeted out, Dolphins rookies reporting today. Miami placed rookie wide receiver Taj Washington on the active PUP list and TCU undrafted rookie safety Mark Perry on the active non-football injury list. So nothing big, but those are the two Dolphins roster moves as of today. So what, training camp opens next week?
24th.
Right? 24th, crazy. Yeah. Week from today.
So no updates on Storm Duck. He's still on the team for now.
Storm Duck.
Yes. It's not a joke. That's not a joke.
Oh, okay. What does he play?
Defensive back.
DB.
DB?
See?
Did we draft Storm Duck?
No. Or do I not remember? Undrafted.
Undrafted? Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got a gym.
Let me do a little more research. I'll know everything about Storm Duck by next week, and I will call him an MVP, a future MVP by next week.
I'm glad I could
help. I got the email today from the Dolphins for the alumni barbecue or whatever during camp. Yeah.
Nice.
Are you going to go?
No, I work. I got a job.
Yeah, I wouldn't go either. Aronde is going to eat all the food anyway, so no
OG
point
gets there before me. No cookies left. Where's the cookies?
One rib.
What, you have weather, Dan?
Yeah, from the Mesmond Over Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Hot with a chance of rain.
All right, coming up in the next segment again, we're going to celebrate Zach Thomas, 54 days until the Dolphins season opener, where you will replay our interview with Zach Thomas the day after he found out he was headed to the Hall of Fame. Long-awaited announcement that he's headed to the Hall of Fame. More Hockman and Crowder coming up after this.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Go to hell, COVID.
Hock and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Zach Thomas is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. So, Zach, we know, played linebacker in the NFL for 13 seasons, but a decade with the Dolphins. He is a Dolphins legend. Now he's a football legend officially. And every year when the Hall of Fame inductees were announced and we didn't hear his name, all of Miami, led by Channing Crowder, all of Miami was outraged. And then finally, last week, Zach heard what we've all wanted him to hear, which is he'll be entering the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he's joining us now. And congratulations, Zach. We've seen the video. So just take us through it here at the beginning. What were you feeling when you see Jimmy Johnson in your house and you realize you're going to be one of the Hall of Fame inductees this year?
Well, Hawk, a lot of those anonymous accounts were me. I just have nothing but time. Ain't got a job right now. And so I was just typing away. But yeah, man, it was very powerful. And, you know, especially for Jimmy, you know, to be here. You know, I couldn't even get up the stairs, man. I couldn't breathe. When I walked up the stairs, my mom set me up. She took me to lunch. I walk up the stairs. I see Jimmy in that gold jacket. And, man, I cried, man. I cried. Like, you can ask Channing, you know, even back in the day when I'd get up in front of the team or especially the defense, I'd cry, but nobody even crack a smile, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they knew how much passion I had, how much love I had for them, for the team. But, yeah, man, for a guy that gave me everything, for him to be there, you can't get Jimmy out of his house, man. I had went down. When I got engaged, I took Maritza and my wife down to meet Jimmy. So we hung out having drinks, and I told him about our engagement. He said, straight to her, because, you know, Jimmy's straight to the point. He's like, I don't do funerals. I don't do weddings. I'm like, oh, no worries, coach, man. You're the best, you know, that type of stuff. But man, for him to get out of his house and surprise me, man, it was a powerful moment, one moment that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, Zach, I was going to bet you $10,000 you can't not cry on stage in Canton, but that's a waste of money on your end because your ass is going to cry. He used to cry at halftime speeches, Hawk. Zach going to cry.
Yeah, you know, Channing, I'm a crier, man. And the good thing is you guys would always bust my chops afterwards, but when I'm giving that talk, man, you always gave me respect, especially you, man. And I really appreciate our relationship. You know, but this cry right here, man, I'll tell you what, Hawk, I texted Channing yesterday, and he's at a spa getting his manicure, pedicure, and facial done. And I saw him earlier in the year, and he's like, hey, you want a drink? He's drinking white wine. I'm like, man, this guy's getting soft, man. I'm going to I think I can take him. And he challenged me right in the parking lot where we were at, and you know, two old men over there trying to, you know, live back the old days, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's pretty good, you know, but a lot of love for you, Channing, man. I really miss you and a lot of my teammates.
Yeah, Zach, and that's one thing I was going to say, man, because you talk about Jimmy and you talk about how much love I always give you on the on radio and on social media and all that, Zach. But now, since this announcement, bro, I know people been reaching out to you. I saw that you turned your notifications off on your phone because I know so many people were texting you. But now, can you appreciate it, bro? You're so modest. Can you please just tell me I was a bad man on that field? I'm one of the best linebackers ever played this game. Can you let the humble go for a little while, big dog?
No, man, I tell you what, because we had some bad men around us, Channing. You know that, man. And me and you used to do a lot of talking and let all those big guys do all the dirty work. And, you know, I will say this, man. Now, Channing, you can say, hey, man, I got a Hall of Famer cut in my 12th year because, you know, and it's the truth, Hawk. He, you know, when I came into the league, Trace Armstrong was my guy. So I found him. They nicknamed me the baby elephant, right? So I did everything he did, you know? And I feel like when Channing came in, he was so, like, there was no envy. There was none of that. He just wanted to learn. He respected me, Junior, and anything we told him, he would do. And this guy, let me tell you one, I don't know how long we got, but I got tons of stories. But let me just tell you this one thing. We were playing Tampa Bay, and this is his rookie year. And so we have a double A blitz where we crisscross. And so right before the play, Chang's like, Zach, who goes first? And knowing the first guy always gets blown up, I said, you. And so he goes in there, and I come around, and I make the play. We get off the field. We'll go over the sidelines. Nick Saban's yelling at me. And he's yelling at Channing. And he says, Channing, you're supposed to go second. And Channing looked over at me like crazy, and I just winked at him. And that's a classic smile I got out of him that he's going to get in his playbook. And ever since then, man, that dude learned his playbook just as good as me. And that's why George Edwards was our linebacker coach pretty much in my last year. Said, hey, we got a guy that's young, and he's a baller. He'll have you lined up. Because that's the one thing that's not really – it's kind of overlooked. Is everybody just thinks, oh, when they come out in a formation, you just slide the line, things like that. There's so many more things that you can do in changing the call, especially if you're a defensive coordinator at linebacker on defense. And, I mean, when they come out and you got the down and distance, you got to look at, you got the splits, that you got to look at the depth of the back tells you something, all these tells, and you can try to get yourself not to win just a play, but not to get beat on a bad play because – the defensive coordinators that are calling the play, they're guessing pretty much what they're in, but they don't get to see the formation usually. And so that's up to you. And Channing, he got that down. Even at times where I changed some, hold up, Zach, he would correct me. And I'm like, you're right. We go back to it. And that was something that I knew. I'm proud, man. I'm proud that I got to teach him a little bit of the game because I'm up in my league, ages undefeated. I mean, I took Jack Del Rio's job in his 11th year. He took mine. I'm proud for that, to pass that on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. And like I always tell people, I didn't replace Zach Thomas. I played middle linebacker for the Dolphins after Zach Thomas. But you want to tell a story, ZT? I need some clarity because we've been telling this story wrong for a long time. Now we're both together. We're at camp my rookie year. I didn't know people cuss out head coaches, but that's after Truck already cussed out Nick Saban, and now I didn't know what to deal with. we're in a team drill, and you figure out that our defense does not work against their offense, and you get to checking. Set left, hey, YB, roll right, slide left, hey, four, you know, nickel, nickel, nickel. You start doing all that crap you did, and you kept putting us in the best defense to win, and Saban got mad, and then Saban yells at you, I remember you saying, I made this damn team, was your response to Saban when he yelled at you. You say you didn't say, I made this damn team. What did you yell at Saban when he questioned you about adjusting your defense?
Well, going back, you know, the Thursday practice, at the end of practice, we always compete against the offense in a two-minute drill. And we do our defense, they do their offense. And I figured it out. Because I was an older vet, like, man, they're putting us in bad situations, you know, just to get our offense's confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, they weren't always the best. And the thing is, I'm like, I don't care. I want to keep our confidence up. I want to compete. So I would change the calls. And that's when, yeah, Saban tried me. But, here's the thing, man. You know, he hasn't earned the respect like a Belichick or some who has talked to Tom Brady that way. It's different. George Edwards, you know him in our meeting room chatting. Yeah. He talked to me like that. I'd say, hey, I wanted him to be hard on me. But Saban just got to the team, and he hadn't earned the respect of anybody yet. And he cursed me out in front of you guys. And that was the one thing. I went upstairs. He softened up when he's upstairs one-on-one, and he just said, hey, Zach, I'm trying to help the team out, telling you things. I was like, hey, I'm going to be here, coach, before you leave. I'm going to be here before you get here, and I'm going to be here after you leave. And I said, hey, there's more guys, and you know, Channing, in that draft class that you had that were lazy, that he wouldn't get on his guys. I wasn't his guy. He tried to trade me to Green Bay, man, you know, for Javon Walker or something. And that's when from the beginning, I didn't like the guy. But it motivated me. He didn't think I was ready for the 3-4. But I played better in the 3-4 than I did in my 4-3, right? So I always – that was my motivation always, was to never prove or satisfy the haters. And I give it to Saban, man. He had us prepared. He had a great staff. Had a lot of that staff tell me I was their hero after cursing back. It was good times. But it was just, my pride, because I took a lot of pride in all the hard work I put in at work, you know. So, but, you know, Saban gave me a text out. No, he didn't. But I'll just say that to congratulate. But I'm just joking.
Zach Thomas is with us. I love him even more now because I don't have any fond feelings for Nick Saban. But you're saying all these nice things about Crowder. But he's told us stories over the year, Zach, over the years, where you would have binders, 3-ring binders for each game, each opponent, where he said you would watch game film for hours. And I know Crowder, obviously, starting the league for a number of years at linebacker, you know what you're doing. But was there any point where you would watch Crowder's preparation versus your preparation, and you would say, this guy, he doesn't have the same drive that I do? And obviously, he's told us you took him under your wing and tried to make, but he had to have annoyed you a number of times.
No, Channing never annoyed me. But when I first came in the league, I didn't know. I was just trying to follow. That's why I follow pretty much everything that Trace Armstrong did, from a stretch therapist to massage therapist to different type things to help my game. I was old school, man. This is before iPads or anything like that you could store it on. I had all these binders and notebooks and you know, they're scribbled up and nobody could read it but myself. And, it was on offensive coordinators most of the time. It wasn't just, we always watch the last 3 games, right, Channing, of the team we're about to play. And I'm like, don't they study themselves and their tendencies and all that stuff? So I would go back and find defenses that they play that's similar to ours, to different type games, even if there's a year before, if they had the same coordinator. So that's how it kept me on track. And I knew this for me in my game, my pre-snap was good, because if you align right, Hawk, your odds on that play go up. And then if you know your assignment, know how all your help, you know how to get everybody lined up, man, it's sky high, because most of the time you beat yourself, not the other team. And anytime we're in a meeting room, right, Channing, like the coach would be like, you lost inside technique. It's always you beating yourself, man, you know. And I feel like that's where I won. And I feel like that's where Channing won, when he figured it out by watching me and Junior. So, that was my game, man, you know?
And, Zach, that's funny you bring up George Edwards, because when I go in and I was having those rookie meetings with him, when they're trying to prepare me to play, stuff y'all already knew, he would tell me all the time, you're not trying to impress me. You need to impress Junior and Zach. You got to impress those vets that – want to play with you. If Zach tells me he doesn't want to play next to you, your ass ain't getting on that field. And that's when, like, it clicked to me. Like, this is, like, he was always say, don't get over coach. Don't get over coach. It's not about the coaches. It's about the guys around you trusting you. And that was the one thing I learned from that situation with you, is that when you finally trusted me, when I got, I trusted myself to be able to know I could play, because if Zach knows I'm being my right spot, then I know that I know the defense well enough to be there. But talking about the film study, Zach, just one, the story I tell all the time, Chris, Thanksgiving Day, Detroit Lions, you kept telling me shoot my gap. And at halftime, I was like, why do you keep telling me shoot my gap? And you said, and so many cuss words, but I'll clear it up. The bleeping offensive coordinator they have ran that same bleep when he was with San Diego in the late 90s or something crazy like that, Zach. And till this day, I still tell people that story and they're amazed. What's some crazy crap that you know? Because for you to remember in 2006 or 7, a run scheme against 12 personnel in 99, that was quite impressive, Zach. Is there something crazy you remember that you just knew that nobody else would have known?
Well, going back to the very start on trust, Channing, you know that. Like, you know, I watched Junior Seau, man. He was a hero of mine. Even when I was in college, I got a signed poster. I mean, it was above my bed, you know. God rest Junior, man. Love that dude just like I love you. And, you know, he was a guy that always just shot the gap. And sometimes you remember he would just be saying apple, baby, because he's hitting the A gap or B gap, and it wasn't a blitz call. We'd be like, what, Junior? And nobody would say anything to him, but he'd always say, hey, listen, nobody's going to remember the mistakes you made. They're going to remember all those big plays. And, you know, Junior was just blowing people up. He would disrupt something just when he saw something. And that's why I was trying to tell you, don't get OC'd. Always to you, Channing. I wanted you to play fast. You know, I mean, you can't. You got to go out there and react. And hey, I might have knew some plays when I'm out there, and I would let the quarterback know. But if you even know the play, you can overrun it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to react always. I wanted to play fast. But I think what you're saying when it came to – I remember one time we're playing Peyton. And, you know, we always – Peyton had to change the code – I mean, the color code every series because we played them twice a year when they were in our division. And so I remember short yardage. They didn't have a lot of short yardage. We had two backs and – they split the Y out wide and got an I. So I just call out lead draw because, I mean, on my notes from the year before and the year before, when they go with the Y outside, they're running the lead draw. So I yell out lead draw, and I blow it up, and we make the play. And then Peyton, off one play, thinks I'm in their playbook when I wasn't because, you know, they were so good at changing the code color in between series because they knew we knew their numbers, you know, and things like that are priceless when you can know before the snap what they're doing, but you still got to make the play, you know that. And but they gave me way too much credit on that stuff, but man, nothing like their faces when you call out their play before the snap, man. That stuff I
miss. Stop saying they give you too much credit. That is my goal for the next year plus. I'm going to make you I'm going to make Zach Thomas appreciate Zach Thomas. That's my goal, bro.
I was going to ask you this, Zach, because we know famously you don't like to talk about yourself and you don't like to, you know, accept the accolades that everyone wants to give you. But you're talking about Peyton Manning there. When we came back and did our show after you had been announced as a new inductee in the Hall of Fame, I was reading some quotes, and we read a quote on the air from Dan Marino and a quote from Jimmy Johnson. But there was a quote that we read from Peyton Manning where he talks about you being the guy that he had the most difficult time with, that when he was looking across the line and Zach Thomas was on the other side, that you were the guy in his career that he had the most difficult time with. But what happens? You don't like, you're going to have to talk about yourself and your career for a while now leading up until the induction, but you're just not comfortable with it.
No, I mean, I never felt comfortable with talking about myself, man. Even I kind of cringe with somebody just talking when it's a team game, you know, Huck. And I'd rather talk about all these stories of Channing, like Channing. Good energy, man. He had the same good energy as Junior. You know, Channing, he's the guy. You go in the locker room always talking. That's why he's fifth radio, but he's always talking. You go in the shower, he's got his back to the water guy, you know, freaking talking about everybody. And You go to the urinal and he's bumping elbows talking about the blitz. What are we going to do? And they're like, dude, man, let's talk about that in the locker room, man. Like, he's one of those guys, you know what I'm saying? But you love him, you know what I'm saying? And it's an episode for Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, it's one of those guys. Just, you know what I'm saying? He's just good energy, man. That's the stuff that I miss more. Nobody – when I ever hear anybody talking about themselves on there, I kind of like, oh, man, come on, man. Like, I don't feel comfortable with it. I'd rather crack on Channing right now. You know what I'm saying?
What though, because Dolphins fans, I you have to know how much they love you. I mean, Dolphins fans, very, very rarely in sports radio can you have a topic where every single person agrees. And every year that your name wasn't announced for the Hall of Fame and Channing would come on the air and rail about it, it would be text after text, and you'd see it on Twitter, tweet after tweet of people going, Zach Thomas belongs in the Hall of Fame. And there's never an opposite side. No one was ever texting in, well, I don't think so. So you know how beloved you are by Dolphins fans. What have you been doing? Because you could be doing broadcasting. You choose not to. You could certainly be more active on social media, and you're not. So just for Dolphins fans who love you and are thrilled that you're going into the Hall of Fame, what have you been doing? What takes up your time?
Man, I got three kids and travel soccer. I'm over here trying to learn their formations and some 4-4-2 and stuff like that. But I'm trying to coach them. I'm not a very good coach because they don't listen, by the way. But I try to, you know, do some real estate, do some other things to keep me going. But back to the Dolphin fans, I'll try to be quick on a story that after I got cut by the Dolphins, you know, Parcells told me that, you know, you're 35 and linebackers decline after 35. So I'm like, man, I want to, because it's just the competitive nature. I want to shove it in his face, right? So I said, where am I going to go in the division? And so I said, I ain't going to the Jets. Hell no. I ain't doing that. So I go, I said, okay, let's go visit Bill Belichick. So I go out to Bill Belichick and the genius himself. I want to learn from him, whatever. And they have that stacked defense. So I'm sitting across from Bill in a chair. He said, Zach, we're going to offer you. And I said, and he says, but I can't give you number 54. I'm like, man, Teddy Bruce is a legend, man. I don't want 54. I said, I want 53. That's Larry Izzo's number, that my best friend at the time, you know, and he got a good little smirk out of him, you know, but he offered me, and I said, let me think about it, and I slept on it, and woke up the next morning and said, hell no, man, I can't let down the fans, you know, because they got my back, you know, so that was one of those things. I don't want to get choked up right now, I'm a crier, but that's one of those things that come back. You know what I'm saying? And they always been good to me. So I thought it was the right move. So I went to Dallas playing out of position. And, you know, it worked out.
And Zach, like we've tried a number of times to get you to talk about yourself, bro. And I knew you weren't, but we had to try. What does the Hall of Fame mean to you? And I know this is a narrow question, but knowing you, know how hard you work, and knowing that you kind of, you don't, I want to say don't like accolades, but you don't care about personal achievements the same way others do. Hall of Fame, bro, it's a personal achievement. What does it mean to you being the person you are, but now the world recognizing that you were one of the best to ever play this game?
Man, it means everything for all our teammates, man. All that hard work. I wouldn't change a thing. You know what I'm saying? Because when we go into on Sunday, we had each other's back, you know, for my D linemen. Sam and Pat on the outside, JT, Trace, Truck, Timbo. Man, come on, man. You know Timbo, I'd still be playing if he was still playing. Promise you, I didn't get touched, you know. And so
yeah,
it's one of those deals, all the linebacker core that I had. I could just keep going. There's so many people that played his part. I'm grateful for my parents. They did a great job with definitely keeping me disciplined, humble, and work ethic. My dad, he works his ass off, and he taught me that, man. He was raised poor, and you know the story, and yes. It was special, man. You know, knowing that, and be able to represent you guys in Canton in August, man, I'm going to be proud, man. Yeah, I'm going to be crying, Janet. But, man, I got to get through it somehow. Yeah.
Is Channing on the short list of people to induct you, or is he on the short list for putting together the post-induction party?
Oh, well, the party for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he'll definitely be the party. I'll tell you what. But that's one thing, too, Hawk. Like, yeah, one time Channing wanted to do everything. He might have told a story, but he wanted to do everything I did. And then, you know, he kind of started struggling a couple games. I told him one day, I said, dude, go back to being yourself. You have to be aware of yourself to get the best out of yourself. Your mindset is you have to go out, be yourself. So he went back balling again. And I knew one time he missed a team meeting in the start. And then we were in a defensive meeting room and I'm kicked back and the lights are out. We're watching film and he comes in about 45 minutes late with Derek Pope. You remember this, Channing? And they sit down, and they still have their backpacks on. They look like, you know, they're in so much trouble. And then he has the audacity to freaking ask a question to the coach. Hey, coach, what about this? What am I supposed to do here after coming in like 45 minutes late? Like, dude. Hey, George, Ed, you remember that? And so yep. I said, Channing's back, man. And he went back to balling again. So I was like, hey, I love that. He got fine.
The middle of that story, Hawk, is that I tried to be Zach. Like you're talking about be you. I took on Zach's diet. I started making this crap called Super Soup, where he'd have this meat and this rice and this kale and all this crap mixed up. And he was playing at a all-pro level. And I'm like, hey, if I eat Super Soup and if I don't drink liquor and if I don't go to the club, I'll be Zach Thomas. I literally had the worst stretch of games I had in my career. And Zach did, I don't know, he knew it at the time when he was saying, when he told me, like, go back to being you. He was saying, bro, go eat your wings, go drink, go party, because you play better that way. And he's dead on. I went to play a lot better once I had some Hennessy in my system and some chicken wings.
And he knew, you were back when you walked in late with the backpack. That's when he knew. He's like, Crowder's back.
He couldn't do that 9-10 hours of sleep a night thing. It's a boring lifestyle, but it worked for me, man. I knew I'd be more, you know, focused in the meeting rooms when I got good sleep. So sleep was number one for me. But for Channing now, man, he needs like 3 or 4 hours, and then he'd be all right. He ready to go on Sundays. That's what was awesome, man.
Still, he still only needs 3-4 hours of sleep. That is amazing.
Still running, ZT. I cannot
sometimes believe how little sleep he works on. Zach Thomas, he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's very deserved. We've been waiting a while. He's very humble, but that story, I can tell you as a Dolphins fan, that story about having the opportunity to sign with the Patriots and deciding not to because you felt some sort of kinship with Dolphins fans and Dolphins Nation, that is a story I will never forget. And I think that that really is like such a great encapsulation of who you are and why Dolphins fans just appreciate you and why Crowder is always so effusive in his praise of you. And when he talks about you, Zach, it's not just the on the field stuff. It's the off the field stuff as well. I mean, he holds you in such high regard. And I'm not certain how many people Crowder holds in the high regard that he does you. So
it's Zach.
It's Zach, and that's it.
Zach got a list of his own because I'll tell you what, on the field to work. Man, the father, you just watching you, you know, father the kid, Zach. You know, this stuff we don't talk about when we're together. But, man, you as a husband, you as a father, you as an entrepreneur, like you downplay everything you do, bro. And I'm your cheerleader. I'm your spliff star. I'm your side man to be able to tell the world how honest and awesome you are as a human being. They watch you on the field, bro. But off the field stuff that I am privy to and that I'm blessed to be able to see, man, you're in the league your own, bro. And I tell the world that every time I get a chance.
I know that, man. And let me tell you, Hawk, when I get together with Channing, it's just the opposite. He's cracking on me the whole time. But I appreciate that love, man. And that's why, hey, I don't do a lot of these, you know. So it's just, this is the first one that I've done, and I'll do another one tomorrow with your station with Joe Rose, and then I'll be back, you know, disappearing till the induction, man. So it's just, but I love y'all's show because it brings back good memories. It reminisces, especially hearing Channing go off on his days. I really appreciate you guys, man, and I wish you guys all the best. But Channing, man, we got to get together. We got to get together for sure.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna set up. We'll have the Hall of Fame, bro, and that'll be awesome. And there's a bunch of dudes calling me about Canton, man. You're gonna be mind blown how many people show up because everyone loves you. And the party afterwards, I know, Zach, we need to have a party to the Hall of Fame, to the party, totally ran by me, where I coordinate it all.
Okay. I mean, but you can't surprise me, man. I don't like surprises, man. You know, I'll start crying again.
Man,
no,
you,
don't be
bro.
Trying that, Channing, man. Hey, seriously.
I got you, big
hey. Hey, all right, man. Yeah, you got me.
You got him nervous now, Crowder.
No, Zach. Party bus. Back to the old days. Back to.
It sounds like Crowder wants to start the party tomorrow, and then go all the way up until the induction.
Zach, I want Crip walking in Jordan flip flops on South Beach. Zach, back.
Man, hey, you know those are good times, and I tell you what, when the Crip walk breaks out, man, maybe at our party afterwards, I'll break that Crip walk out after the induction. But yeah, man, those were good times. Nowadays, though, I can't make 11 o'clock. I'm having my chamomile tea, man. Isn't that sad? But I just look forward just to sleep after chasing these animals I'm raising over here, man, you know?
Yeah, you're doing a great job, bro, man. Can't wait. And like I said, if I don't see you before Canton, I sure as hell to see you after, bro.
Yes, sir. Love you, Channing. Hey, Hawk, thanks,
love
man.
Love you, though.
Thank you, Zach. We appreciate it. And honestly, on behalf of Dolphins Nation, congratulations. We can't wait to watch the induction.
Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all have a
good
one.
There you go. Yep. Zach Thomas, the Hall of Famer. I mean, if you weren't touched by that story, Dolphins fans, I mean, that's wild. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Zach, man. I smile ear to ear the whole time he's on because knowing how much he just hated that 20 minutes.
Hates it.
Yes. And I'm gonna get an earful next time I see him about how, yeah, you see what I do for you, MF-er, da-da-da-da. But that's Zach. And y'all just see. No matter what he says, you can see his good heart and just the person he is, man. I'm blessed to know him.
That probably is one of our best interviews that we've ever done on this show. Man, Zach Thomas talking about how he met with Bill Belichick but wouldn't sign with the Patriots because he knew how much it would hurt Dolphins fans. Literally is one of the coolest things I've ever heard from a professional athlete. Like, that dude, ZT, will always be a Miami legend. That's going to do it for us here. Again, I'm out at SEC Media Days thanks to our friends at the Orange Bowl. It's part of our Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. I'll be out here again tomorrow. We have a lot of exciting interviews that I've been taping throughout the days that we're going to play for you later on this week as well, and more to come tomorrow. Crowder and I will be back tomorrow along with Dan Day and Jimmy. Appel will be back Thursday. That's going to do it for us. More Hockman and Crowder tomorrow at 2 p.m. Adios, Miami. Tickets to the Kaseya Center concerts like Nicki Minaj.
And playing some little slappy McDougal Atlanta Hawks or something like that.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.